Tarawa, Northwest London, Tuesday, Chof Dalad Elul, the 20th of September, Harav Shmuel Nosson Greenberg Shlita, Life or Judgment? This week's Tarawa Shurim have been sponsored on the 7th Yod site of Mr. Alex Halberstadt Zecholin of Rocha, Rabbi Huda Menachem Ben Aaron Yosef HaKoyen, who was a much loved participant and supporter of Tarawa. His Yod site is Chof Hey Elul, which is tomorrow.
The Tor, at the beginning of his Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he goes through the Seder of Davening on Rosh Hashanah. And he starts with the additions we add in the first three brachas of Shemin Esra. Name is Rechayna Lechaim in the first bracha, Amicha Moich in the second bracha. And he explains why Chazal chose these Lashonas and why this addition. And he says like this. It says, V'tiknu lohesev b'brichas mogin, zochreinu l'chaim. They were Chazal masakin to add into the bracha of Mogin Avram, zochreinu l'chaim. Why? Ki b'chayim nofel loshen schira. By chayim, by life, we find the word schira, the idea of a schira. The Chsiv says in a pasuk, "Ubshuv roshem rishosoi." When a rosha does tshuva, kol b'shov asher also all that various that he's done, lo yizochu loy will not be remembered for him zchira. B'sidkasi asher also yichye, with the righteousness that he has done, he will live. So we have chayim and we have zchira. And then he said, "V'chsiv it says zchira by Avram." The Chsiv ki zochet v'akotche. Avram remembered the word of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We have zchira by Avram. We have zchira by chayim. So the two go together. So he needs further explanations. Zechira, Zechira. There's other words by Avram. It says Melech by Avram. It says Melech by Chaim. So maybe we should put say Melech. Why do we say Zechira? Say Zechira. And then he says more. He says V'yesh b'mat be'azeh. In this loshon of Zochreinu l'chaim, Yud Aleph Tevis. 11 words. Keneged Yud Aleph Tevis sheva pasuk hachofet echboitz mois roshon Hashem kiim b'shuv rish b'choyah. Do I want the death of Rosha? No, I want him to tshuva. So there's 11 words in that pasuk. There's 11 words in Zochreinu l'chaim. And then there's another pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, "V'oid bo asirio, v'shova v'hoise levoye, cha'ile v'cha'ali nashe, b'shaleches matzeves bom, zerakesh matzavto." The numbers don't all add up according to the Torah. The Torah counts numbers, they don't all add up. But the Nezakelim deal with it. That's not our discussion today. The pasuk is talking about La'asid Lovoy, when Akash Baruch Hu will, there'll be punishments come from Akash Baruch Hu which will decimate the numbers of Klal Yisrael. There'll only be a small amount left. And then again, V'shovav Ahus Lovoy, there'll become another destruction. Ka'ile ka'alin, like a tree, Asher B'shalechas Matzevus, which discards its leaves in autumn. Zera Kodesh Matzavta will be left with a Zera Kodesh, with only those who are Kodesh, those are the only ones that will be left. And there's 11 psukim, 11 words in that posuk, and there's 11 words in Zochreinu l'chaim connected that posuk. These psukim don't seem to connect. The connection seems to be missing. And so the Torah tries to explain. It says, "V'tiknu connected elu psukim." The Chazal masakin Zochreinu l'chaim according to these psukim, sheyesh b'hem tshuva, because these psukim are psukim of tshuva, and Zochreinu l'chaim we say in Yimei Tshuva. So let's daven for tshuva. Why do we daven zochreinu l'chaim? Zochreinu l'tshuva. Zochreinu. Why l'chaim? If the psukim we bring because of tshuva, surely we should daven for tshuva, not chaim. Never daven for chaim. So bring a keneged psukim of chaim, not tshuva. What's going on? And he says again by Michamoicha. Michamoicha has 8 words. Keneged. By Yizkei ki boso hemo. Remember that the Klal Yisrael only boso. Ruach Hedech v'le Yoshev, they don't really mean to do anything and they don't really have much power. And said, Shaykh Tshuva. Again, it's a pasuk of Tshuva against Chaim. What's the connection? The Medrash at the end of Parshas Emor, where the pasuk goes through the Parshas goes through the Yom Tovim of the year. And the Medrash comes to discuss Rosh Hashanah. Tishri, the Yom Tovim and Tishri. And the Medrash says an interesting idea. The Medrash tells us like this: Kol Hashvi'im Chavivin La'olam. All sevens are special. They're all beloved. Lemalam, they come to the heavens, the seven skies, the seven Rakiyim. We have Shemaim, Shmei Shemaim, Rakiya, Shchokim, Zvul, Umoim, Varovis. And the Pasuk tells us, Soilu L'Reichiv Barovis B'Koshmak. Shvokhus, so to speak, is Reichiv Barovis. In the seventh one. Shvokhus in the seventh. Barotus, the seven lands. Eret, Adoma, Arko, Gei, Tzio, Neshio, Tevel. Uksiv, Hu Yishpoi, Tevel, B'Tzedek. When Shvokhus comes to judge, he judges in Tevel. Seventh one. Then we find the seven generations, but various generations. We have Odom, Sheis, Enosh, Kenon, Mahalalel, Yered, Chanoich. Chanoich is number seven. Uksiv, the Pasuk tells us, Vayis Halich Chanoich Eselikim. Chanoich went with that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Special. We have an Ovis, you have Avromis, Yaakov, Levi, Kos, Amron, Moshe. And by Moshe, we find the Moshe, Ola Elikim. Also special. And carries on. David was the seventh son. And he goes into Malachim. And then he says, Bashonim. Bashonim we also have. Bashonim in the years, the seventh year special. The Pasuk tells us, Vashviyis Tishmetena, Vanatashto, Shmitah. Shmitah is a special year. It's the seventh. And even in Shmitas we have seven. The seventh Shmitah has a Yevil, which is also special. And so too we have in the week, every week, we have a Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day. Vayivorech HaShem HaShvi. Shabbos is special. So too says the Mishnah. So says the Medrash. Tishri is the seventh month of the year. And therefore the seventh month is special. The Medrash needs explanation. What does it mean seven? Why seven special? And why is this the introduction to Rosh Hashanah? Why is this the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah? The following explanation is not my own ideas. They're things that I've learned to be so from a forum, things that I've understood, and this is how I understand them. We say in Lechadeidi every week, we say Shabbos, we talk about Shabbos, because Shabbos is Soif Maaseh B'machashova Tchila. Shabbos is the end of creation, came after 6 days, it was the final day in creation. But it was B'machashova Tchila, it was the first thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. That means, if I want to create the moshul, I want to create a chair. So first I need a plan, first I have to have in my mind what I want to create. I want to create a chair. If my goal is to create a table, it won't look like a chair at the end. So first I must have in mind to create a chair. Then I go through a process of gathering all the necessary materials, which I can only know what I need because in my mind I have the plan of a chair. Once I have the necessary materials together, I can then put them together and slowly build it. And finally the final action, the final nail will give me a chair. So the end, the action, the result, the soif maisa is a chair. But I can only get to the soif maisa when my machshava tchila originally was to make a chair. And all the stages in between, I don't necessarily need. I don't need the stages in between for them themselves. I only need them in as much as they're going to bring me to my final result of a chair, which was my original thought process. That's the old purpose. So for Soto Shabbos, Shabbos is soif maisa, machshava tchila. Shabbos is the point, the connection, the point that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reach, wanted to create to. On the whole other days of the week are just the hechad timsa to reach Shabbos. Shabbos is the mokum. Shabbos is again, it connects back to machshava Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore Shabbos is Kadosh. It's close to the original thought process, so to speak. It's the gili of the thought process of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gili of machshava Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore says the Medrash. Sevens, all sevens bring us back to the first point again. The world works in cycles of seven. The world works in cycles of seven. There's six directions. Up, down, forward, back, right and left. Then there's also the center point. The point where everything starts. The beginning. The center point where everything starts. Life is a cycle of seven. 7 days in the week. And as we've seen, there's many sevens. Therefore says the Medrash. Whenever I get back to a seven, the seven is the purpose that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. The build-up to the seven was only a hechatims, and it's used to reach the seven. The level of seven is the level that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And that's why you find kol hashvin chavivin. All sevens are beloved. Therefore, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is, we have seven shemaims, says the Medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu is reichiv in the seventh one. The seventh one was the ultimate goal. That's where we connect. That's where the seventh connects back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in Oretz, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat in Oretz, the seventh Oretz, connects back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe, who's the seventh of the others, was Moshe was Ola Elikim. The connection is ultimately with Moshe. And so it's mentioned by Yisrael Chanoich HaSelekim. Chanoich was a seventh generation. He connected back to Rochel. Sevens always connect back. And so too is it with time. Time also. We have the seventh day of the week, is Shabbos. It's a time when time is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the time is a time which just connects back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're on Shabbos. Shabbos is Kodesh because we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means we're within the Mechitzas HaMelech. We're in the same surroundings, so to speak. We're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to Shemitah, it's the seventh year. Every Shemitah is Kodesh. Every Shemitah is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Medrash, so too is it with months. We go through the months of the year. We come to the seventh month of the year. We come to Tishri, the seventh month. When we come to the seventh month, we are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we are now at the purpose of the final end of the cycle. Every cycle is a circle. The beginnings and the ends are at the same point. Start a circle, travel through it, and we come back to the beginning of the circle, and we're at the same point as we started. Beginnings and ends always connect. When the goal is to get to the seventh, the seven brings us back to the beginning, the closest point to the beginning. Therefore, the closest we can be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says the Medrash, if we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the seventh month, that's our closest point, then we know anyone who's close to a king has got to be much more careful. If somebody stands and curses out the king and he's at the end of a city somewhere, it's bad. If he stands in the middle of the palace, in the throne room, and he curses out the king, his punishment's way worse. The king expects much more of people who are close to him. You're close to me, more is demanded of you. Therefore, says the Medrash, you know why the Rosh Hashanah, why the Yom HaDin is on the seventh month in Tishri? Because Kol HaShvi'im Chavivin, all sevens are special. All sevens are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, automatically there's judgment. There's judgment. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of Tishri, the seventh month. But being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being in the Mechitzas HaMelech, doesn't just give judgment. It's not the only thing that results from it. There's more. We'll explain with the following moshul. There was an empire. The king had an empire. Tremendous, huge empire. The far reach of the empire, very, very end, past the furthest outpost, was a little village. And in that village lived a man. He didn't like the king. He was a staunch Republican. The Republican. He used to march with his red bandana warriors once a week, denounce the king, and it was very risky because if he would get caught, it was a death sentence immediately. But he was brave and he was courageous and he would denounce the king. Every week he would take his life in his hands and he would go on his march. One day it so happened that he had need to leave his little village and head towards the middle of the country. So he packs his bags and off he goes. He begins to travel and he comes to the outpost, the first outpost of the empire, and he sees the tall guard towers manned by soldiers all in uniform, smart, standing to attention. He's impressed. He goes further in and he sees messengers all in the king's livery running, doing his bidding, all the way far, far reaching across the empire. And he goes a bit further. And he begins to see troop movements, soldiers all marching in unison, chanting the national anthem. And he comes closer, further into the center of the country. And every stage he comes closer, he sees more revelation of the king, more of the honor, more of the splendor. Until eventually he comes to the capital city. And he gets to the capital city, he sees the huge imposing walls with the decorated gates. And he stands in front of them. And he's in awe. And he walks in. It so happens to be that that week there's a parade to honor the king. And the city is covered in banners and streamers and decorations. There's people running and going, king's messengers, soldiers. It's all busy, busy with the king. And he watches the processions come through, lines and lines of soldiers, all pressed uniforms, back straight, with respect for the king. And he watches, and he follows them through till he sees that comes towards the palace, a building that he couldn't imagine his wildest dreams. And he stands there and he looks, and he can't budge the sight of this tremendous building. He notices at the side there's a little door open, a crack. Besides, if it's so beautiful outside, I'm going to have a peek inside. And he slips through, and he wanders down some corridors, until he finds himself just behind the throne room, the little curtain between him and the throne room. And he sees the ostentatiousness of the room, with the king sitting on his throne. And at that moment, he becomes so overcome by what he's seen, he becomes the biggest supporter of the monarch. Drops all his republic and becomes the biggest supporter of the monarch. But much more than that. At that point, he's standing there watching the king. He begins to realize that his marchers denouncing the king at the far end of the empire, as severe as they felt him at the time, don't affect the malchus of the king in the slightest. They have no effect on the splendor of the real monarchy. They don't change anything at all. They don't exist. This could be us on Rosh Hashanah. When we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Kol HaShvi'im Chaviv, we're now in the courtyard, we're in the palace, we're in the throne room of the king. We're now on such a level, we're connected to such a high level, such a high olam, such a high world, that automatically our virus, which we did the whole way through the year, at this point are insignificant. At this point they have no context. We appreciate from the level of the malchus that we're in, how those avirus all the way down there have no effect over here at all. We connect on olam atshuva, which is above and beyond anything which is in the physical world. And when we connect so high above, that level of tshuva that we connect to, that level automatically gives us a place where the avirus don't affect. We'll have to give the mechesh on those avirus. We still need a charot and a vidui. And there'll be a tikkun and an oinish perhaps. That's Yom Kippur, that's later on. At this point in time, when we connect to those heights of Malchus v'Akadosh Baruch Hu, and we realize how small, how little, how insignificant those avirus are, at that point we connect to Elamat Tshuva, which gives us the ability to survive the din of Rosh Hashanah. The Meiri, in his Chibur to Tshuva, this is a fascinating idea. He says, we know that on Rosh Hashanah, there's three Sfarim open. Sifri Tzadikim, Sifri Beninim, and Sifri Rishoyim. Three, Tzadikim Gechayim, Beninim is Toile Til Yom Kippur, and Rishoyim is Misa. Says, I mean, don't think that the three Sfarim are dependent on a Tzadik is someone who does more mitzvahs than Averis. A Rosha is someone who does more Averis than mitzvahs. And the Benini is somebody who's exactly half-half. So, I mean, that's not what it is. So I'll tell you, a Rosha is somebody who all he wants is to, this world doesn't care about Benishim, he wants to stay over here. A Benini is somebody who's not sure. Sometimes he wants to Benishim, sometimes he wants to connect. Sometimes he wants to stay over here. A Tzaddik, says the Miri. Who's a Tzaddik? A Tzaddik is somebody who has more mitzvahs or avirus. Perhaps his avirus are much more. A Tzaddik is somebody, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, all he wants, his whole chukah, his whole she'ifa, is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Tzaddik is somebody who all he wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, Rosh Hashanah is the time when he can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where he is. That's where his goal is to be, even if he's not there yet. But in Rosh Hashanah, he can be. If that's where his goal is to be, automatically he's needing a Tzaddik. He's in a mokum of tshuva. He's in a world of tshuva, without any other work necessary at the moment. His video will come, but at this point in time, he's in a world of tshuva. At this point in time, says the Meiri, he'll be zeicha to chaim. He'll be zeicha to a din, which will come out well for him, because at this point in time, he's a tzaddik. Understanding this, that this kirv on Rosh Hashanah, gives us two things. It comes with two parts. On the one hand, we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in his presence. We get judged. There's din. In the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's din. But on the other hand, that very same closeness that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that very same closeness we have being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us the ability to connect to tshuva, which that very tshuva means we can be zeich in din. It's the very same thing. That closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which enables us to have a tshuva, that same closeness says to us, you'll be zeich in din. You'll be zeich etechai. With this, we can understand the Torah. The Torah tells us, it says, Zochreinu l'chaim. You know why it says Zochreinu l'chaim? Because it says, B'shuv Roshem Reshose, Tshuva, Eid Ba'asiriyah, Tshuva. All psukim of Tshuva. Because Chaim and Tshuva, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, are the very same thing. Chaim means we judge, do we deserve life, do we not deserve life? You know why we're judged? Because of Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also helps you deserve life, by giving you the ability to do a tshuva simply, just by being Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mele there's a tshuva. Yom Kippur will come. That's Rosh Hashanah. The Torah also tells us, we mentioned, that it says Zechira by Avram, and it says Zechira by Chaim, Zechirinu L'Chaim. Zechira, Zechira, what's the connection? It's really a very similar idea. What is memory? Well, let's start this way. Memory is that I remember something that was. There's a time. How can it be Zechira by Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't live in a world of time. Kodesh Baruch Hu is L'mayla min Azman. There's no time by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers. What's there to remember? We say, remember the Akedah. What's there to remember? Akedah is now in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it was B'Shas the Akedah. What does it mean to remember? So if you look at a regular person who lives in time, he remembers. He remembers means there was something that happened a long time ago. Happened a long time ago. And he remembers that story now. That means he's taking something that happened a long time ago and he's bringing it as well as he can into the present. It connects from what was far away in time to now. Now I remember what was a long time ago. So it's with Zechira by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zechira is to connect something distant to now. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember that Akedah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers something, it's another way of saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connecting, so to speak, that which is distant to that which is close. He brings it close to him. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zochreinu L'Chaim, he remembers us for life, means he connects us to the Mekor HaChaim. He connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Mekor HaChaim. Amela was Zochreinu for life. Zechira is not just, I remember. It's a connection. It's a connection. And that connection is what brings us to Chaim. Therefore, Zechira, it's a connection which says by Avraham. The Avraham had a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Zeichet HaChaim. Just one final point, just to finish off. We say, the Chazal tell us, Imru Fonei Malchus, say in front of me Malchus on Rosh Hashanah, Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem, I should be a melech of you. Zechronus, Shetal Zechronus, Echolofonei Leteva, you should come, your Zechronus should come close to me. Bameh b'shoifa. So with this understanding, that when we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're right in his palace, in his mechitza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we come close to mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zechronus means that we connect close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tal Zechronus HaLetoiva, you should come close and the connection should be Letoiva. Ubameh b'shoifa. Says the Shlach Kodesh, the point where we connect closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the point where we can connect close to that tshuva, the point where we can come into the closest mechitza HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the point of Tkiyas Shofar. At that point is the point where we go right around the Shloss, even towards the Kisei HaKovod. Become that point is the connection. And if we catch on to that point and we have a she'ifa, as the Miri says, at that point, to just be dovak, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then automatically the avtocha is that we'll be zoich in the din of Rosh Hashanah. We'll do Tshuva Yom Kippur, we'll be Zeich in the din of Rosh Hashanah, we'll be given a bracha for a year of Shefa, of Chaim, and Hatzlocha. Amen. Sure.